Is this the beginning of the end of the windscreen washer at an intersection near you? The government's adopted MP Jamie Lee Ross's bill to give police the power to issue washers an instant $150 fine. Now, Ross's bill had passed its first reading, but it's now part of a bill that will be passed into law before Parliament rises for the election. And Jamie Lee Ross is with us. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So without boring people, it took your bill, inserted it into the Land Transport Amendment Bill, and that's how it's going to get into law. Is that how it works?
Pretty much. Police will be given the power to fine window washers, and they'll be able to move them on from problem intersections and basically keep the public safer.
All right, so two things in that. One, is a fine going to make a jot of difference?
It's not so much about the fine. It's about police having the power to do something. Police haven't previously had a power. It's been left to councils. Councils have to take it through the court. It takes months. It costs ratepayers thousands of dollars. Police have told me in my local patch of County Manukau they want to be able to do something. The Parliament's about to give them the power to do something and move them on. Having something to move them on from intersections is the key here.
Right, once again, two points out of that. Will they do anything about it, given the police might argue they've got better things to do with their time?
Police have a prevention-first approach. They know that on intersections where gangs are involved, where there's intensive window-washing activity, it leads to wider problems. Just a few months ago, a window-washer themselves was bowled over by a car. There's been multiple reports of members of the public harassed, intimidated, and even attacked. And so police know that if they can tackle this early, they can get in and move them on, then they will prevent crime and it will keep the public safer.
All right, second part of that. When you say move them on to where? The next intersection where they carry on and cause more trouble?
Well, police have a good way of tackling crime when it's happening and getting involved and tackling issues and running campaigns to try and stop something from continuing. So I imagine where police view that they need to put intensive action around an issue, they can put resources into it, they can move them on, they can stop them from attacking the public and stop them from harassing members of the public, and they'll be able to do that where they deem operationally and they need to do so. No, I can't say that it's going to stop completely forever, but police will have a power to do something, and that's important.
Having said that, why didn't you go for a ban? Was that legally too difficult?
Well, it is effectively a ban. It says it's illegal. Once the law passes, it will be illegal to wash or offer to wash a vehicle on a road unless it's legally parked. So that's effectively a ban.
All right, good on you. Well done, and hope it actually works. Jamie Lee Ross, the MP who... it's always good, you know, MPs who get stuff done, effective things, things that affect genuine change in your day-to-day life, that's not a bad thing, is it?